Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. It's Friday.
It's our show.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. And if you like this show, check out Divorce Sucks with celebrity divorce attorney Laura Wasser. Every week, she answers questions, shares anecdotes, chats with opinionated men and women, innovative thought leaders and celebrities about breaking up, getting divorced, and moving on. I want to listen to this, actually.
Yeah.
I like that kind of thing.
Especially after our Monday show, Tuesday
show. Her past guests include Sean Gold, her father, Dennis Wasser, and most recently, Kris Jenner. So check out Divorce Sucks with Laura Wasser. It's on Podcast One. Also, we have a new sponsor, which
it's pretty cool.
Kaylin pointed out is perfect for our show.
How dare you?
It's Talkspace, something that I totally need. It's online therapy. It's an online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. You just need a computer with an internet connection and a little bravery, or you can use the Talkspace mobile app. So you know what? You don't have to like make an appointment with somebody who turns out to be a terrible therapist who yells at you for canceling your appointment.
Only wants messages via phone
Who makes
calls.
You call them.
Yeah.
Listen, you never have to actually call them. You just get online and you can Skype with them and you can talk about the stuff that you need to
Where
talk about.
Where was this company? I mean, this is something we've needed for a long time.
I know.
I think it's a great, great thing.
The platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing your life's challenges. So to match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/FCOL and use the promo code FCOL to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's FCOL is the and go to Talkspace.com/FCOL. And I might do it too.
You should do it and check it out and tell us, and maybe me and Adam will do it too.
Yes. Can you, I wonder if they do couples therapy that way. I bet they do.
I bet they do too.
Also, Ritual. Ritual is you know what? I hate trying to remember to take my vitamins and order new vitamins. And also, I don't like having like 18 different types of vitamins because I can't figure out what I'm supposed to
take. They take up the whole space in the kitchen and on a tray.
Yeah, just check out last week's show, Tuesday's show.
Yes.
If you want to know about how much we don't like multiple vitamins.
I take Ritual. I have only one bottle on the tray in the kitchen, and it's Ritual. And it's not a you'll see how it comes. But it's they give you that 200-bottle quality for just a dollar a day, pretty much, is what it turns out to be. So it's got all the omegas. It's got all the vitamin D. It's got all the stuff you need. And it doesn't make your stomach hurt, which I like.
Yeah.
You know? And you can, like, if you go, oh, I forgot to take my vitamin in the morning after breakfast, you can take it in the afternoon if you didn't eat anything, which is something I do all the time. And it's great. I love it. And so if you forget to order your vitamins, you don't have to think about it. It just comes.
I love that.
Subscription base. Yes.
How do I get them?
You go to ritual.com/FCOL and they have what they have is a 30 you get $30 a month and delivered to your door buying the omegas 3s and all that. And if you forget a few days or you don't need it and you can snooze your order. So if you have a few, you know, saved up, you can snooze your order to catch up a later time.
Great.
Happiness is guaranteed.
Do it. Ritual. We love it. Okay. You know, Tuesday was like our talk space. It was therapy.
Yeah.
Tuesday's episode.
Yeah. Let's talk about something fun.
Yeah.
Let's talk about sex.
Well, first of all, let's talk about sex, baby.
Kaylin.
Kaylin, tell us. You were telling me before we started, and I was like, will you tell that on the air, a funny story about being on the Corolla Cruise and a funny, like, boss story.
Totally. Right. So on the cruise, Adam screened his stand-up special, Not Taco Bell Material.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time anybody's seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're – and this is around like 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
So all of us have all had our drinks and we're all feeling –
you're on a cruise.
Yeah, we're on a cruise. So by then –
drink all day.
Yeah. So this is the last event of the night. And before it starts, me and Adam and August and Chris, we're all on the upstairs balcony of the theater. And everyone's filing in to the lower level. And we're talking, and Chris goes down, and August goes down, and I ask Adam about his special real quick, and that made him happy. We talked about it. And then everyone gets into the theater, and he goes, all right, I'm going to go intro the movie. So he goes down and is introing the movie, and in my head, I'm thinking, all right, Adam's going to go back to the back of the bottom row so he can, like, see everybody mm-hmm. and gauge their laughter and see how much they all like the stand-up special. So I'm just going to chill up here on the balcony, like, all by myself. I got this whole balcony by myself. So I, like, move over into the middle area and sit down. Adam finishes introing it. They have a little commercial, and then right as the stand-up special starts, I hear, like, a thump behind me. And I turn around, and Adam is sitting, like, right behind me.
Oh, my God.
Like, even towards the middle of the row.
Jesus.
So I'm like, uh-oh. Pressure's on right now.
Oh, my God.
I better find this thing really funny. Otherwise,
you better dig up that laughter.
Had to ham it up a little bit there,
well,
too.
Well, because also,
but
you
not
know
too
the
much.
Material.
Not too much, yeah. I don't want to go over the top.
Right.
Of it.
Yeah. That's hilarious. That
right.
Story. Yeah. Well, it's funny, too, because you know the stories.
Yeah,
so
I know I've heard a lot of those jokes already.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, but at least, so how'd it go?
It was good. It was really good. As you said, I've heard a lot of those jokes already, so I knew they were coming. But I also had to go to the bathroom really badly, like halfway through. There was no way I was getting up to go pee.
Really?
Though,
yeah.
But listen, it was funny. It was a really good stand-up special.
Is
it's
it
gonna be great.
Netflix worthy?
I would say absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, you can't get any worse than James Baby Doll Dixon, because that's his agent. And we screened his very first documentary, or yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
yeah,
very, yes, the Newman doc. And it was a whole to do at the theater next to Jimmy Kimmel's theater. Anyway, everybody's there. He's excited. He's sitting in the row with James. We look over 10 minutes in. He's not even like 10 minutes in. Sal, Jimmy are all laughing. Now everybody's distracted, not watching, because they're all laughing. They're all snapping pictures. We have pictures of him sound asleep with his mouth open at the thing. What'd you think, baby? Baby, it was great. It was great. It's
like, oh, no. He didn't even know he was sleeping.
He didn't know that we all were taking pictures and laughing. So when it was over, I was like, what'd you think, baby? Oh, my God, it was great. Brought tears to my eyes. So funny. Yeah, it was funny.
Man.
There's a very funny picture of Sal, by the way, on Instagram right now. Because the Emmys was last night. I didn't
yeah.
even realize that
I
until
know.
Yesterday. And there's a picture of Sal and Melissa. And in the background, it says... 5 minutes to showtime, and it's a nice picture of Sal and Melissa, and there's a, and they're like, you know, up on the, there it is right there, and
aww.
And his caption to that picture says, can you read it, Kaylin? I can't read it from this far,
because he works with Jimmy Kimmel, right?
Yeah, he's a writer, and right. He does bits on the show.
Oh, he does.
He's cousin Sal. And he has his own Fox sports show, by
at
the way.
At the Emmys with my exquisite wife. Aw.
No idea when the show starts. I hope soon. The background says, show will begin in 5 minutes. Yeah, that's
oh,
cute.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's a writer, and he's got his own Fox fairy tale football show now, too. So congratulations to Cousin Sal. Check
nice
him
Cousin
out.
Nice Cousin Sal.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all, like, part of a family.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, not me, but I'm
you
just saying.
You are. Yeah, you are. You're a third, fourth cousin to Kimmel's.
So
yeah. Yeah.
I had a little – this is so dumb, this thing that I want to kind of – that I want to make fun of.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our listeners are going to – whatever. Look, I went to – Xander got invited to a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, which yay for getting invited to birthday parties. I love it when he's included
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was actually a listener from our show. You
really?
Know how I've talked about
Robin?
Angie?
Oh, okay.
Angie is my friend. She's a fellow mom at school. She's very normal.
Yeah.
You would like her. And she was listening to the show before I ever met her.
Mm-hmm.
And remember I told you this story that she told me, like, oh, by the way, I listened to your show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But she waited like a full year into her kid
oh,
being at
no,
the school because she was like no because
she
was like I didn't want you to think I was like a weird stalker
yeah,
like
yeah
she's like and I'm not at the school like just to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, you are. No, but she said she had heard me say how much I love the school and she was looking for a school and then they got in. So mm-hmm. she's at our school. So anyway, she's a very normal, cool person. Mm-hmm. But I was had to make fun of the fact that it's a thing that you and I both don't like.
Yeah.
Was that so her, they had a party at a parkour.
So
it's
she
like
had
a new thing. Uh-huh. It was her kid's birthday party.
Okay.
And Xander was invited. Mm-hmm. So I took Xander to the party. Mm-hmm. And it was a 2.5 hour party. And so many parents stayed. And I thought that was so annoying mm-hmm. for her. Because here's the thing. When your kids are like 10 years old.
Right.
You don't need to be sitting on the sidelines
no.
watching like you're at a freaking mommy and
no,
me.
No, no,
like,
no,
go
no.
do something no. else.
Right.
Go
That's
shopping.
Why there's birthday parties.
Go back home.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, and it's always the same people. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, I mentioned it to her. And she was like, oh, well, some of these are like our friends.
Right.
Like, and it was her family. Right. She's got a really involved family. Okay, that I understand.
Yeah.
The parents are there, the cousins or whatever. Right. Great. They're going to stay around and they're friends with you. But I'm sorry, Angie. Not all those people were your friends.
Right.
Some of them were just felt parents
yes.
at our school that are always at everything, mm-hmm. lingering. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. If parents stay at the birth, that's where you start feeling like, oh, I got to have food for the adults.
Right.
You should
right.
never feel like you have to have food for adults
yeah.
at a place like this.
I know.
Whatever the thing is, if it's sandwiches, if it's pizza, you shouldn't have to be thinking, oh, got to
right.
order a bunch of extra food for
right.
all the parents that
right.
are going to like hang around.
No. I know. What are they there for? To eat the free food?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
That, I mean, like, they really want to be there. Do
and
they really?
LB, I think they do. This
I
is
mean,
the thing.
Again, I get it. If it was like, you know, I don't know, like Olivia's mom and she had the birthday party. I like talking to her. I like hanging out with her. But I don't know, like a friend at school has a birthday party. I ain't going to fucking sit there and
no,
hang out.
No, I wasn't staying. I wouldn't do that. Okay. I mean, like you just said, I totally get when they're friends, but there are some people there that I know you're mm-hmm. not friend. Maybe they want to hang out with, like, it was a lot of dads wanting mm-hmm. to hang out with, I guess, fellow dads. I don't know.
What are
know,
the dads doing at the birthday? I always wonder, like, God, what is the mom doing right now? How lucky is she? Why is the dad got to
right,
be stuck
right.
here? And what is the dad? Yes, you're right. Why is the dad sitting there? Why isn't he going shopping?
So LB and I were having a good time talking about it because I was like, now you get it, LB.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought LB with me to drop Xander off because okay, long story short, Sadie had a basketball game. John took Sadie to her basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is such a mom thing. As anxious as I am about everything, as much of a Teresa, like, mm-hmm. overthinker as I am,
yeah.
I still fuck up constantly about times for things.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm the person who's going to sit there in the parking lot, double checking the eat, going, okay, am
today?
I here on the right day? Constantly. So, because it happens to me all the time that mm-hmm. I will check that shit that morning and still be wrong
I know.
About the time
I know.
Or the day.
I know.
I will have checked it. I'll be like, okay, I know I put it in my calendar this way, but mm-hmm. let me go back in my email, look for the Evite, make sure. I will double check and still be wrong.
Right.
I don't know how I just see it wrong.
I know.
So I had in my mind.
I do
so
the same
Sadie
thing.
Was supposed to go to a basketball game at 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
This birthday party for Xander's friend started at 12.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, if Sadie goes to the basketball game, she's not going with Xander to this birthday party. She was invited to, but I was always like, oh, I think she should have her own thing to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm like, okay. So John's going to have to get Sadie to her basketball game at – if her game started at 12:30, she needs to probably be there by noon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was in mm-hmm. like Pacoima, right? For those of you who don't know where Pacoima is, neither do I.
It's
but
deep.
It sounds far. So I was
it's
like,
deep
whatever,
valley.
Wherever Pacoima is, that's at least a half hour drive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. In mm-hmm. my mind – planner, I'm like, okay, so I'm going to leave. So John should leave with Sadie by like 11:30.
Right.
Get her there by 12. I should leave with Xander by 11:30. Get him there by 12.
Right.
Okay. So now Elby's going to be home alone. So I was like, Elby, she had a bunch of homework.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Elby, why don't you grab your stuff, come with me. Oh, but before that happened, I double check mm-hmm. with the basketball coach, with Kiki.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, holy shit. Okay, at this moment, it's let's say it was 11 o'clock at this time that mm-hmm. I'm starting to like get into like, okay, we're going to be leaving like in about a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my text from the coach. The game started at 11:30, not 12:30.
Oh.
In Pacoima, it's now 11 o'clock. And Sadie's in her pajamas.
Oh, no.
So, of course, there's one – the big part of me is like, forget it. Like,
right.
She's not even going to make it by the start of the game, let alone be a half hour early.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, but Kiki's going to be so bummed. I committed her. Mm-hmm. I promised.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was like, oh, man.
I know.
So John's so like, hard. It's okay. John's like, we'll leave right now. We'll leave right now. I'm like, mm-hmm. Zadie, go get dressed right now. I'm not kidding. The game starts in a half an hour where you're going to be late for the game. But I'm like, okay, even if she's 10 minutes late, mm-hmm. better to show up
yes.
at this point.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm like, Zadie, go get dressed.
There's no worse feeling to have than when you triple check, double check, and that person is counting on you, and you don't want to let that person down. You don't want that person to think you're flaky or what. You're like,
right.
There's no worse feeling. But then you end up looking like a jackass anyways.
Right.
I don't know how it happens, but
yep.
it does.
Yep. So I go, all right. So Sadie is upset mm-hmm. at having – first of all, she didn't really want to play that bad in the first place because mm-hmm. she's like us. She
yeah.
always commits to things that seem like a good idea at the
yeah,
time.
Sounds
and
good.
When she has to do anything, she's like, really?
No.
I got to play basketball? What
right.
for? I'm
right.
not even on the team. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Really? Can mm-hmm. I get out of it? No, you can't. Just mm-hmm. like I can't get out of all the things I'd like to get out
yes,
of.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, John – to his credit, hops to it. You know, John usually takes like 30 minutes
yeah.
just to put on his shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, so does Sonny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John is like a 10-year-old boy. Like,
yeah.
he's like, oh, where are my keys? Oh, I have yeah. to put my shoes on. Oh, I'm almost ready.
Yeah.
He always thinks it takes him 5 minutes to get ready. Not true.
Mm-hmm.
He's worse than me.
Mm-hmm.
He's high maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
But to his credit, he gets himself together. Sadie throws on her uniform and like, you know, whatever. And they
right,
go.
Right.
They make it to the game by tip-off.
Wow.
So I'm like, all right, LB, you have homework. I have an idea. Why don't you come with me? We'll drop Xander off at his party.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's a little bit far anyway, we'll go to like Starbucks. We'll
yeah.
hang at Starbucks and you can do your homework. We'll
yeah.
use the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Right? She's like, great. So we go, we drop off, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, "What? Why are all these parents like just – they're just going to hang here
I know,
the whole time?
Now you're going to
– A bunch of them, Lynette. A bunch of them. It wasn't one or two. It was a bunch of these parents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, are you staying?
What are they doing?
One of them gives me this excuse. She's like, well, you know, I just kind of wanted to like see because maybe my kid might want to have a birthday here at some point or maybe he wants to do this as an activity. Okay, yeah. come back at the last 5 minutes. Check
right,
it out.
I know.
Why do you have to stay the whole time?
That's so...
It's like you're also spying on your kids. Like, let them live a little.
Ugh.
They don't need you to be right nearby the whole time staring at them.
No, I know.
It's weird. It's like they're on a leash.
It is weird. It is. When we first moved into our neighborhood, and I was like, I'm going to sign up. I signed up for that, for the yard aid. I was like, that seems easy. I like to be out there with the kids and play handball. I mean, like the first day, both of my kids are like, what the fuck are you doing here? Take that yellow vest off and get out of here. Scram, beat it.
That's what happened
like,
to Julie,
second
too.
Grade. They were like, get out. And I was like, okay, done and done. I'm off. I'm done. Bye.
Oh, my God. Julie
and I never
had
went
the
back.
Same exact thing, 100%. She
yeah.
did the same thing. She was helped out at the PE on the yard and then for a short time.
Yeah.
She was all into it. Then she was like, what am I doing?
Right. This is stupid.
They don't need me at school
yeah.
all day.
I know. They don't. And I'll yeah. And Adam's like, don't be one of those that hang around. Let your kids just go. Do you ever have this issue? Our basketball dude, the coach, the young dude, he's on WhatsApp, right? Which
uh-huh.
is nice. It's a good idea. So he's just one blast to everybody. Game time Saturday. Who's in? Who's out? Okay, done. The one thing though that drives me nuts is he just goes like Sierra Canyon High School. Okay. It gives the address. Okay. It's massive. It's huge. Or this college or this place. And it's like, well, where do I go, though?
Oh, yeah,
where
yeah,
am
yeah,
I
yeah.
supposed to park? So I end up like this weekend he had a game. I end up parking like there's no
Did
other
Did you go
cars.
To Sierra Canyon?
Yeah.
Because we were at a Sierra – I had a Sierra Canyon game too.
Yeah. We
Saturday.
Were there on Saturday. We were there on Saturday.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What time?
Ours
was at really early in the morning. Xander's game was at 8:50.
One o'clock.
Oh my God, that would have been so funny.
I know. That's funny.
Yeah, Xander's
apparently
Valley
like
Stars.
A lot of people go there.
Yeah,
The Kardashian kids go there. Or something.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, over there.
Yes.
So I end up
parking. Upper campus. Right. There's a lot to know about where to go.
Like, but he never, ever, ever says where to go. He does say sometimes what court, but even then, it's like.
No, it's not helpful.
Not helpful.
Especially CSUN. We used to have those with the last team that LB was on. It was the same thing. You'd go there. You better leave yourself 2 hours because you're going to be wandering around the campus.
Oh, my God.
It's like a country.
I can't tell you how many times.
CSUN is a small country.
Yes. Cal State.
You can't just park somewhere.
No.
I mean, there's miles of different.
Yeah, you can't just say, see you on Sunday at CSUN.
Yeah.
You can't do that, dude. And here's the address.
You can't even say in the gym because there's like 8 gyms.
Right.
Dude. It's like, well, which gym? And then when you get there, you're like, I'm looking for this. People are like, well, which gym? There's the blah, blah, blah gym. And there's this gym. And there's, you're probably mean this gym. Then you go to that gym. No, not that gym.
No. It's just, and then you park and it's like cricket. There's no other cars around. You're thinking, this is Sierra Canyon, but where am I supposed to park? Where is everybody? Luckily, some dude was walking by. I'm like, do you know where the basketball court is? He's like, yeah, it's up on the upper level.
Yeah.
You got to go around the gate. There's no entrance on this side. You got to go around. It's like fucking Sunny sweating by the time we walk in there. Like, he's already had a workout.
The first time we ever went there had the same problem. Now I know that. I know what I'm doing there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but sometimes they also open different gates. So sometimes you park in this underground parking, but sometimes that's you try to drive in and it's like shut off. So you have to drive back out, come around the other end.
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous.
It's a whole kashaw.
There's another one too. This other, anyway, it's just insane.
Yeah. There's always, and so it gives you this feeling of agita because you're like, okay, You're trying to direct all these things in your brain. You're like, okay, well, this kid has to get to this game. Also, oh my God, you'll totally relate to this. So John, his phone died. I don't know. He didn't charge it overnight. So his phone died. So I had to tell him, I have to give him the address. He can't put it into Waze. So he has to write down the beginning of the directions and then hope his phone turns back on while it's charging in the car.
Right.
In time, which it did, but then I'm scared, like, he's going to have no way. If he gets there and he didn't have the right directions and he doesn't know where to go, that's it. They're not going to go.
Right.
Like,
right.
So I'm worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I got LB. Then LB and I go to Panera Bread and we camp out there for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come back to the party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're there for the last like 10 minutes and all the parents are like
still there
and they're sitting at tables, like, now's the time where they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
So the parents are sitting at some of the tables with the kids, and like Xander's off sitting on like a bench with some like younger siblings and I said, why, how come you're not sitting at the table with your friends? And he's like, oh, there's not really room at the tables. And I'm like, yeah, that's because there's 5 fucking dads
that's
sitting
ridiculous.
At the table and a mom that don't need to be there.
That's so
ridiculous.
Guys
are baggage. Go sit in your car and wait for your kid if
you
really can't leave.
I would love to. I mean, sometimes I do. At tournaments, I just go sit in the fucking air conditioning car, plug my phone in. I got Wi-Fi. It's like, why? I don't know why people would. Where was this birthday party at?
It was like Northridge, Chatsworth.
But you were about to say it was something. It's a new.
Oh, parkour.
What
it's kind of cool. It's like those jumping places, except for it's not trampolines. It's like they make these kind of obstacle course kind of things.
Oh.
And then the kids have to – you know what parkour is? It's where courses, but you don't want to touch the ground. So you jump on a bench and then you jump on a roof and then you jump on a curb and then you stay off the ground.
Oh.
So they make these courses with these mats and I don't know. It sounds like it was fun. I wouldn't know because I wasn't watching.
Right.
So
sometimes
I'm like, am I just jaded and bitter at everybody and everything? Or am I actually on the right track?
I do. I think that too. Like, why am I – I'll tell you. Okay, let's talk really quick. You want to talk about
already?
Well, I don't know. Let's
do
an ad.
All right, tell everybody about Tommy John.
Yes, I love Tommy John. By the way, Tommy John honestly has the softest. I know we say this all the time, but they really have the softest material. I don't know what they use, but the more you wash it, the softer it gets.
Yeah,
I was doing laundry, and it's just Adam has it. So now they have women's. They have camisoles. For women.
So can I just tell you one quick thing about the camisole?
Mm-hmm.
So you know how You know how a lot it's the look to wear like a bralette, like those lacy bras under those deep arm things? Okay, but sometimes you don't want to just be wearing like looking like a hoe wearing a bralette.
Right.
Well, I wear my Tommy John. I have a white camisole that's super soft, but you can wear it under like a deep like
one
a t-shirt that has
that
like
cut.
That are, that's too low cut that you'd be
and
showing
the arms.
Side
the arms
boob.
Are low cut. Yeah.
So you put on your Tommy John super soft and it's like a dream. To what, put it on.
I know. I want more. I'm going to order some more. I love. I'm obsessed. Anyways, they, as Tommy John, they have men's and women's now, thank God, underwear, sport. They're no wedgie guaranteed. They're comfortable, as we talk about. That means there's no bunching up and no riding up, by the way. So when you put on their underwear, you're going to know. So you'll feel good about that. But that they had life-changing women's underwear that sold out in just 6 weeks. But they're back in stock. So go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL. You'll get 20% off your first order. Check it out. Tell us what you guys think because we love it. So you guys go check it out. You'll get 20% off your first order. Go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL.
Also, Gamefly.
Gamefly.
Gamefly. It's the best way to rent and buy all of your kids' video games. Across any gaming console. It could be Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo. Right. Yeah.
Why go to GameStop anymore? You don't need to.
You don't need to go there. You can just order it to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And they have parental controls, which give you the ability to filter what titles are available by their rating. This is on their website. They have E for everyone, E10 plus for everyone who's 10 or over.
Yeah. I wonder what the adults only 18 plus mean.
I don't know, but they have movies too. So maybe, you know, you could rent some adult movies.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what, an action movie that's just too scary for kids.
Right.
So listen, it's one monthly fee. You get unlimited video game rentals, movies. It's like 54 cents a day.
Yes, it's worth it.
Always
definitely.
Free shipping. You can cancel anytime. There's 9,000 titles to choose from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go to Gamefly. Did we say go to Gamefly.com/FCOL? Well,
let's say it again.
And get your free premium 30-day trial.
Sorry. Yeah, Gamefly.com/FCOL.
I was dreaming about Fortnite. So I'm addicted to that game. I really do have an addiction.
Well, I read this article that not video games, but Fortnite is responsible for a lot of divorces. It's
Are
been
you serious?
Cited in all of these divorce cases. Yeah.
Why?
Because the guy I guess people get addicted to it.
It's probably
or
the
girl.
Well, I was always thinking, like, what am I, 12-year-old boy? Like, why am I so into this? I don't know. It's just, like, strategic. I don't know. It's fun. Yeah, Adam will come in and go, I'm working.
He's like, what are you working on? Getting your kills up?
Yeah, really. No, but, you know, you can play on the phone. It's not that good. You got to play on the real Xbox or the PlayStation. Whatever. Anyway.
That's the problem I have with threes, with playing my threes.
Yeah, I know.
But
that
it's
sucks.
A lot less interesting. Yeah. Guess what I'm doing tonight? Oh, okay. So this is Friday's show. So last Tuesday, you're going to be mad.
What? What are you going to do with Robin? Where are you going?
We're going to see Beautiful.
I have a friend that reached out to me that's one of our fans.
Really?
Yes. Her name is Amanda. She's a writer, and I'm going to meet her today.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
What for?
She's going to do a story on the house, I guess. She writes for like home decorating and whatnot.
Do you guys think you'll go to coffee after?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe if she's cool enough, we'll go to a concert together, like Hall & Oates or something.
Robin, I was
Hi, Amanda.
Texting with Robin, and I was like, I haven't seen her in a really long time since the last time I talked about her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably since school started back up.
Yeah, it's been at least that long.
Yeah. And she was like, hey, this is a shot in the dark, but like, do you want to – there's some cheap tickets to go see Beautiful, the Carole King play
at
the Pantages. And I was like, you know what? I don't do enough stuff for myself. Like, I'm out of the mailroom.
Mm-hmm.
I should take advantage of it.
Yeah,
I have
a
husband who's at home. I don't have to hire a sitter.
Right.
I feel like I am too, like, controlled mm-hmm. about – I get too much anxiety yeah. about, like, oh, well, then what are they going to eat for dinner? And
I know.
Like, is John going to do anything to get them – how are they
right.
going to eat?
Right, I know.
Like, because I don't have food in the house. And I start giving myself a headache just thinking how I'm going to do it. But I was like, you know what? I've got to stop doing that.
Can I just tell you a really quick yes. funny story about Natalia? When she was, like, 7 years old, I was reading something in a magazine. I go, oh, wow. I go, Natalia – because she was in love with Maleficent, you know.
Right,
with,
right.
From Angelina, Sleeping. Yeah, Angelina Jolie, oh. like her, and Brad Pitt. And she was, like, into, like, because Cammy was into, like, who Brad Pitt's dating and is broken up. And, like, she, I don't know why, because she has an older sister. So then Natalia got into, like, who Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and all their kids. And then I said, I was reading that Angelina Jolie, like, she'll be gone for, like, months at a time and not see, the like, Brad's home with the kids. I go, can you imagine if I was gone for that much, if I was gone for that many months, you'd be home with Daddy? And she was like, oh, my God, that would be awful. And I was like, oh. And she's like, we'd starve to death. He'd just give us bananas and nuts every day, all the time. I was like, oh, okay. I was going to yeah. hug you, but go ahead.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I'm still surprised when John figures out something to get them for dinner.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's really
like, it's just you think that they're going to get fed, but then you go home and it's like, did they eat? And it's 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Right.
No, they're fine. If they want, listen, there's their age. There's kids their age that are going out, getting up at 5:30 in the morning before the sun comes up and going to feed the barn, going out in the barn, cleaning up the barn, going to go to their dad's work. They got a newspaper route in the morning. There's kids doing, these kids are old enough. If they're hungry, they should go make themselves something to eat. Okay. But it doesn't work that way. Well, I come home at 9 o'clock at night. I'm dead tired. And it's like, what do I get? I'm starving. Can you make me a macaroni and cheese? Can you make me a grilled cheese sandwich? Like, why didn't you ask Daddy to do it?
Right. I love the fact, too, that the guys – and listen, we know that we have a lot of male listeners who mm-hmm. are like house husband who do a lot.
Yes. We're not talking about
but
you.
But you guys are kind of the exception to the rule. I think yeah. a lot of women can relate to this.
Yes.
Okay, that being said, yes, we do know there are men that do a lot,
mm-hmm.
and we get that, but we're just bitching about the ones that don't, like ours.
Like ours.
And the thing is, sometimes they'll act like it's a conscious parenting choice.
Yes.
Like, well, if they need to eat, they'll tell me they're hungry.
Right.
No, that's called being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's because you didn't think of it.
Right.
You're like,
exactly.
Well, that's on them.
Right.
They're older. They can tell me if they're hungry.
Right.
No. And that is probably true, and maybe that is. Maybe we should
let
do that more.
Right.
But at the same time, when did making dinner become like, get them something to eat?
Yes.
Make a box of mac and cheese. Think about like they might be hungry.
Right. I have to tell you, though, one thing I became addicted to over the weekend, not just Fortnite, Postmates.
Everybody uses Postmates.
Oh, my God. It's a dream because I was so busy and tired. I was like, before the weekend started, somebody sent Adam like big cuts of beef and steak. I was like, oh, I'm going to make that on Sunday night. You know, me and the kids because Adam's not here.
Right.
Fuck that shit. I was like, what do you guys want from Postmates? What do you want? You want IHOP? What do you want for breakfast? You know, I was like breakfast, lunch and dinner on Saturday.
So not to be like an ad, but how exactly does it work? Do you pay a big fee?
No, you pay like they add like a charge to it, but it's not really that much. And then sometimes you get it for free, like you've spent this much and now your next delivery is free. And it's like Uber after the person leaves. You just open the door and go, thank you. They're always super friendly and nice, dressed nice. I've never had like, well, that's not true. Sometimes I've had like, you know, young kids that are like, here you go. But like.
So what do you use it for?
Like food.
So it's mostly food.
Mostly food.
So is it like you can get someone to go to the grocery store and
yes.
get you something?
Yes,
or is it like
you
mostly restaurants? But don't a lot of restaurants have their own delivery?
Not anymore.
They don't?
No. Mm-mm. No. I mean, you'll be surprised who's on Postmates. Like, well, Ralph's, Gelson's, Office Depot, Sephora. I mean, there's all these. Pottery Barn. Because I was like, I need a rug for that room to make it look nice. But I don't want to go anywhere. And I was like, I'm just curious. What's on Home Goods is on there.
So they have to be on it.
They have to be on it. Yeah.
Has to be like registered with Postmates.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then how
do you find out? You look on your app? You do like an app?
So you go to the app store. You download the Postmates app.
Right.
And it's done. You just put in your
and then you just put what store you're looking for to use.
Yeah,
put,
it's to very get something easy. From? Yeah, you just click on the search and you go.
And then does
breakfast.
It include a tip?
Yes. No, it doesn't include a tip. But when they leave, then you tip them online. You give them the four, you know, you give them the 3-star, 4-star, and it'll just tell you like 2-star, you know, 3-star is a 20% or a 15%, and then, you know, 4-star, it's like that.
So it includes it. It'll include it in your total.
Yeah. It'll include it on the app, so no money is exchanged.
Got it. That's what I like. I don't
like – that's what I like.
Money exchanging makes me tense.
Me too. Me too.
I don't like always having to have cash. I get upset when I go to even a Panera Bread. Okay, if you go to Panera Bread and they don't – there's no – they don't stick out a tip jar.
Right.
Which I like.
Yeah.
But at the same time, then I start feeling like, well, am I supposed to leave a tip on the table?
I know.
Like, and then if I do, what if I don't have cash?
I know. I hate it.
Like, just do a tip thing like normal places do.
Right.
So that I can tip.
Yeah.
But at this, also, then there's those places where it's like you go to get a frozen yogurt, and I'm like, am I supposed to tip because they rang it up?
I know. I know.
Like, they're literally not doing anything.
Right.
I feel like a jackass, like not tipping.
Went and filled their thing up
right.
with gummy bears and Oreos.
Right. You should tip me for doing that extra work.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Why am I tipping you? You're
right.
just ringing
so
me
I don't
up.
Like to. I don't like to have to.
No.
But I especially don't like to have cash on hand.
Yeah. Don't need cash.
Okay.
Don't need cash at all. And in a pinch, I'm telling you, it's awesome. Yeah. I mean, there's other apps, too. There's like DoorDash and stuff. But I think those are more expensive. I don't think
Postmates. Yeah, what's Grubhub?
It's that. It's kind of the
it's
same.
It's all the same thing?
It's all the same. But I think Postmates is a lot cheaper, I think.
They are?
I think. I'm not sure because I don't use those other ones. But
right.
I don't think – I mean, Postmates, Kalen, do you use Postmates?
Yeah, all the time.
So is it? It's not. Is it expensive? It's not that expensive, is it? Or the
I mean, some of the delivery. If you deliver from somewhere that's really far away, then I think it gets expensive. But otherwise, it's not too expensive.
It's worth it. It's worth it. It's a couple.
Normally, I think it's about $5 or $6 for the delivery charge on top of
what you ordered.
What you would order,
right?
And then for a little tip afterwards, so you're spending about an extra $10.
Yeah.
For the delivery. That's a lot, though.
I mean, for me, it's worth it. In those situations.
Right. It's a place that doesn't offer free delivery.
Yeah, some of them, it's like, okay, here's your free delivery of the day. And then they'll have a couple that are like the promoted ones where they'll do free delivery too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because pizza is like only $2 for delivery.
Well, pizza's, that's pizza. But like for breakfast, I mean, we were all starving and there was nothing.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go anywhere. And I was like, and Natalia's like, can we order Postmates? And I was like, let's see what they got. IHOP. We got pancakes and bacon. Eggs.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a
worth
good idea.
It's totally – to not have cash on you, it's just done and done.
And not have to leave the house.
And not have to leave the house and no mess. Like, it comes in their containers, like, for the IHOP. And then, like, we ate out of the containers because I was like, just keep the houses clean because, you know. So
right. –
So I was like, just eat out of the containers. And then, like, rinsed it out, done, put it in the – done. Goodbye. I love it.
Yeah.
It's a game changer.
So that's what you would use, too. Like, let's say you were making dinner, but you needed something from
hair.
Ralph's.
I haven't washed my hair in, like, over a week.
It looks fine to me.
No. There's gray roots. It's, like, it's a mess.
I just did my grays.
Ugh.
You want to know what I did? This is – boring podcasting, but I went and got my hair cut, and I don't like to pay to color my hair because I don't know. I feel like it's a whole thing because my hair is kind of dark anyway, so it's not
so
like
weird.
I have a specific color, and I don't have that much gray. And sometimes
it's so weird you brought this up because this morning I saw on the news that Elon Musk is sending the guy to the moon. Did you hear about that? And the guy's paying some rich guy is paying like I don't know $17 million to go to the moon in 2023, and Elon Musk is going to send him. And I was like, what the fuck? How come they can't invent some shit for the roots of your hair like that we can do at home? And not the Clairol stuff. Like, can't they get, like, I mean, I know that there's, like, all these other companies and stuff, but I don't know. For me, I have – it's different because, I have the hair that's, like, it would turn copper penny red if it's not done right.
Right.
Because I've tried to do it myself. Impossible. Can't do it.
Right.
And my friends tried to do it. Impossible. So, but like for black hair and blonde hair, maybe it's easier, but I don't know.
Well, the last time I did my hair myself, it got really lightened in some areas. I had it highlighted, but then I think it's because the whatever the chemical is that mm-hmm. when you make your hair darker, it still pulls color out to make it darker. So then as the color faded, right. I was left with this sort of like much lighter hair, but it looked sort of cool. Mm-hmm. Right. So mm-hmm. I kind of liked it. Mm-hmm. And if you look at some of the pictures of us online, like some of those promo shots we took,
yeah.
you can see it looks like I have like blonde, like gold highlights in my hair. So I was like, oh, I don't want to take that totally out. And if I do my hair myself, it's going to do that. I told my hairdresser, I kind of want to do the roots because the roots were looking funky. And she said, take your hair dye. Mm-hmm. And I use Madison Reed because mm-hmm. I like their product, actually. Yeah. So I did the roots first. Mm-hmm. She goes, do the roots first. And then when you're like 5 minutes out, mix the rest of it into your hair or mix it with your shampoo and leave it in for like 5 minutes and then rinse it out. Mm-hmm. And she goes, and then it won't take out. You'll still have a lot of depth in your hair because it won't just cover everything.
Right.
So I did that, except for I left it in. I wanted it a little more. So I did the roots for like 10 – I mean, did the roots for most of the time. And then with 10 minutes left, mm-hmm. I put in the rest of the dye, mm-hmm. and then I rinsed it out. And it came out – like it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
It looks good, but it still looks like you can see – it still looks reddish, mm-hmm. like red highlights through it.
Yeah. I like it. It looks good.
It was a big money saver.
Yes.
It was like $20 instead of like $150.
I know. And also, I have to drive like into the city, which is – it's – I don't know. It's far. It's like, you know, Wilshire area. That's far for me. I don't like going.
I know. Now that everything is computerized and everything's a subscription.
Right.
Don't you just get bitter when you have to go somewhere for something?
Yes. That's what I mean. Like the guy's going to the moon and I got to go to Wilshire to get my hair done. Like, can we figure this out? I mean, I know I can have somebody come to my house, but that's got a lot arm and a leg. I'm not going to have him come to me. What am I, Jessica Alba?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want it. And it's uncomfortable too to have somebody come to your house.
I know, but you know when I had that guy come, the mm-hmm. mobile Botox guy, mm-hmm. that was like such a treat.
Mm.
I really liked that.
That's nice.
When I had a TV show, mm-hmm. I was just telling Albie this the other day because I was like, oh, there's – you know, I'm really grateful for all the things I've done in my career, and mm-hmm. I'm glad I just got to sort of sample lots of different things. But I will say that having a TV show – and getting to be like sort of like a – not a celebrity but a little spoiled mm-hmm. for just the time that I was pretty
nice.
Fun.
Yeah.
Like because it's nothing to them. They want you to get your hair cut. So
right.
They had a person who would come to my house and like cut my hair.
That's awesome.
And they pay for it. And they have like the wardrobe person like when they were going to – had a consultation, comes to your house – brings like racks of clothes to your house.
That's nice.
Like,
that's awesome.
It was so fun to be spoiled
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I've never had – I would love a stylist. I always thought to myself like, why do people need – like I don't know. I take pride in if I have to put an outfit together and I have to go somewhere. I like that I – you know, I do it myself. But now it's like I'm too tired. I used to love going shopping. I hate it. I hate the mall. I used to love the mall. Natalia – is missing out because I used to love going to the mall in my 20s and my teenage years. I didn't have any I hung out there, but I don't know. I didn't mind shopping. Now I don't want to go. If I need shoes, I don't want to go. I don't.
So I
ordered my Calvin Klein identical purse on Amazon because it's like, what if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I know. I know.
Everything is so computerized, like you said. So I love that. That's why I love this world. So the tech stuff.
Yesterday, we were going through Xander's old stuff and what we were talking about on Tuesday. I was like, he still has – his underwear is all like kind of tiny.
Uh-huh.
So I had to order new underwear for him.
Forget about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and also
and they just
socks.
Keep wearing.
Oh, my God. My kids wear out their socks. Their socks have holes.
Bombas.
I have to buy socks all the time.
Yeah.
Bombas are good socks.
Yes. By the way, Phil swallowed a Bombas sock on Friday night. A full sock, like a you know, not an ankle sock, a tube full sock, sunny sock. He left it by accident. He felt so bad. I felt bad for him. Swallowed it right before our very eyes. He had it in his mouth and it was gone. And we were like, oh no, because he has to go sleep at Rob's. Sorry. He has to sleep at Rob's because of the home tour, whatever.
Right.
And I'm thinking he's going to have a seizure. He's going to throw it back up, and then he's going to have a seizure at Rob's house. But it came back up, and it was in the same shape.
He threw it up?
He threw it up like 2 days later. It came back. I had to Google because I was like, do I take him to the hospital? I don't know what to do. I don't want to take him to the hospital. It's happened before. Right. He swallows it. It comes back up. He sometimes has a seizure, sometimes. So, but then after a day, it didn't come back. I was like, oh, no. Now he's acting kind of like lethargic. And then thank God he threw it up. No seizure. And it was like, fine.
Oh, my gosh.
That's Bombas. Yeah. Put in the promo code SEOL. Still works.
By the way, do our boys
like
Sonny's age? Because Xander told me that he really wants – he said I had to go buy him socks. So he said didn't go buy him socks. I had to go to my computer to buy him socks. And he said, I really want the ones that come all the way up like to my knee.
Yes, they do.
Like, I was
That's
like,
the thing.
Tube socks?
Yeah.
And he goes, whatever they're called, I want them to come all the way up. And John was like, oh, no, no, no. He's like, that's not cool. And Xander goes, yes, it is. Like, that's what people wear at my school. And John's like, no, 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 honey, you got to get like crew. That's the length that you want.
That's for us.
And Xander goes, okay. I mean, he didn't want to argue about it, but he's like, but I mean, I really want some tube socks. So I bought him some. I was like, that's what he wants. But I was thinking, doesn't that look stupid?
No, I know.
But then you just said it. You just said not a short sock, but the ones that come all the way up.
Yes. Sonny won't wear the ankle socks. Those are for me and Natalia. I buy the and, you know, it doesn't have to be Bombas.
But what about the crew socks are not ankle socks. They're the ones that come up mid. No. He wants them all the way up to their knee.
Those are geeky if they come up to the mid like that for those boys. Yeah. They want them to come all the way up to the knee. You know, and if it's – not really white. I think they
yeah,
like
so I just got
like,
Xander gray ones.
Yeah. Well, they
or
like,
ones
like
that
neon,
have like stripes
yeah,
or
that kind of stuff.
Oh my God, that is so
they
funny.
They sell them
he was
at
right.
these at these games at the, you know, the big tournaments. They sell like that has LeBron on them, has Lakers. I mean,
okay,
that's what the boys are
so
wearing.
Funny.
They go up to the knees.
I did not know. I'm out of the loop when it comes to boys stuff.
Yeah.
I know what's fashionable for girls.
I know.
I do not know. It's like dressed like a hoe and you're in style if you're a girl.
I know.
Booty shorts and crop tops and wear them with your overalls. Get your short overalls and then wear some like, you know, tube top under it and you're all set to go.
I was mortified.
You're all set to go to a wedding.
I was mortified. I had the IEP meeting the other day and the one for Sonny.
Oh, you didn't even tell us about the IEP for Natalia.
Yeah. So the one for Sonny, they didn't have him come in. But the one for Natalia, they had her come in. And for other parents that I talked to, they had their kids come in too. So I was like, okay. So they called Natalia up. Bitch was wearing a spaghetti strap with her bra strap showing.
Oh, no.
And I was like, as she's walking up, I'm going, oh, my God, oh, my God. And the first thing the counselor
said was
like,
no wonder she wants to leave early to walk to school so you don't see what she's wearing.
She was wearing a sweat jacket. And, I, you know, the million sweat jackets that they have, that they have to have, these stupid sweat hoodies.
Right.
So I was like, and the first thing the counselor was like, honey, you're going to get, they call it something, like clothing ticket or something. You're going to get a ticket.
Yeah, infraction. Oh, my God, yeah.
Wardrobe ticket. You're going to get pulled over and get a ticket.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
So your
mom you're
going to get
should
a war-
bring you
you're
a
gonna-
t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I did. I had to go back. And so she sat in the meeting with stupid tube top on, with the straps, with all her teachers. I mean, I love all their teachers. I love them. Not a mean one in the bunch. Really. I mean, they're great. So far, so good. They're off to a good start.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love all of Elby's teachers, too. She really has some good ones.
I love middle school. Sonny doesn't like it. He started crying yesterday.
No.
When I was dropping him off. He started getting teary-eyed. You know, my kids don't really cry. They're not criers.
No.
But, like, he started crying. And I was like, are you okay, Sonny? He's like, because I was pulling in. He goes,
right.
It's just, and I go, it's a lot, you know? And he goes, yeah, it's just a lot. Because, you know, I mean, they're in middle school. They're going to their lockers. They're going to the next class. They got to have this. They got to have that. He's not in that pace. Like, he's a slow mover.
Right.
And it's hard for him. Natalia's like, let's go. Let's go. Right. She loves it.
Right.
But Sonny's not a fast-paced guy. He's pretty laid back. But, you know, he started, like, he's like, can you just drive around so my face doesn't look like I was crying?
Oh,
I know.
Honey.
I know. He goes, it's just the first two periods are boring. So I go, but at least the teachers are nice. I mean, they give you everything you need. Like if you feel like you it's too loud and you're distracted, they'll let you go take the test in the quiet room. They'll let you some of the stuff. They'll let you take over. They help right. you. You know, there's after school care. There's all kinds of shit. You can't fail. You know, literally. But he's like, I know all that. It's just a lot. So,
guess you just have to see if he adjusts.
Yeah. He's going to have to. What else is he going to have to do?
Yeah.
Oh, check out his podcast, by the way. It's on iTunes.
Okay.
It's called Fantasy BS with Brian and Sunny.
All right. Well, we have to go because we have to record our Patreon.
Yes.
But if you're – so get on – go to P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Patreon. Get the app and sign up for $5 a month so you can listen to our bonus content. And if you – want to do
if you like, but if you like free TV,
oh yeah, tell us about Pluto first.
You can go to Pluto TV.
Yeah,
they're the leading free streaming television service. By the way, you can watch over 100 TV channels, 1,000 movies on demand. This is pretty cool. All completely free. And the best thing is Pluto TV will never ask for a credit card.
Love that.
You don't even need to sign up to watch. It's totally free. So go check it out. You can watch it on Roku. Damashek would say. Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, anything that you can stream. So go check them out. Go download them.
Yeah. You know what? It's great because – and don't forget about that Chassis TV is on there too.
Right. All of Adam's titles of his documentaries are on Pluto TV.
Yeah. And you can just watch anything you want without giving – a credit card, that's my favorite part.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes that's worth reiterating. Yeah. Okay, so if you want Patreon bonus content, go to Patreon, sign up for $5. If you want your business shouted out, it's $50 a month. Like Sarah Dean, who hosts the Shameless Mom Academy podcast. She helps moms figure it the fuck out.
I love that.
You know? Like, do you want to screw up as a mom all the time or do you want to like...
No.
Get yourself together.
You don't want to F it up, that's for sure.
Right. So shamelessmom.com. Also, the Wayne Foundation. They're helping get women out of sex trafficking, which is so important.
Yes.
And Ulysses pays for this every month. He's like such a great guy. WayneFDN.org. That's where you want to go to give a donation to help Jamie Walton do what she does. Tish Clevenger is going to add 30 fruits and vegetables and grains to your diet, whether you like it or not. All right? Clevenger.juiceplus.com. Get on it. Kate Marengo.
Interior
design. Do you not want your room to be seafoam green?
No.
Then ask Kate first. Do you approve of this paint color?
You don't want Pepto-Bismol or no. Electric blue.
No. Kate can help you. She works for a company called interiorchicago.com. And so go look for her on interiorchicago.com, okay? Kate Marengo. Michelle McKibben is a mortgage loan consultant with Bank of America. And her email is michelle.mckibben@bankofamerica.com. And she can help you get a loan, which is nice. And if you want some CBD oil, and especially for your dog, for your doggy, Letty Molina. I love Letty.
Me too.
She's at HempWorks, WORX. You did?
Mm-hmm.
HempWorks.com/L Molina, MOLINA. And last but not least, Christy Lewis is going to help you get some skincare, especially Lime Life by Alcone, which is like the hip face stuff
works
right now. Kim Kardashian uses it. Mm-hmm. So she's at DramaticLashes.net. That's all.
Yes. All right.
Good show.
Thank you.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Herb.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
Now to the people at
home or in the crowd. It keeps coming up anyhow. Don't decoy, avoid, or make void the topic,
cause that ain't gonna stop it.
Now just talk about sex on the radio and video shows.
Many will know
anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be, how it was, and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Pat?
I doubt it.
Alright then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hot to trot, make any man's eyes pop. She use what she got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas drew like fools, but then again, they're only human. This chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearl, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag. So she should have been glad. But she was mad and sad and feeling bad. Thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex. Followed next with a check and a note. That last night was dope. Dope. Subject to controversy. A three-letter word some regard as a curse. See, he may fiend and have a dream because he's seen a teen in tight jeans. What makes him react like that is biological. The scheme on getting in those jeans is diabolical. But of course he does it and she gives him rap. And before you even know it, they jump in the sack. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's like that. But anyway, ready or not, here he comes. And like a dumb son of a gun, oops, he forgot the condoms.
Hey!
Oh well, you say, what the hell, it's chill. I won't get got, I'm on the pill. Until the sores pours and stuff pours down your drawers.
Ew.
He gave it to you and now it's all yours.
Yours.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that